Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the sunny path of life. 12:24, not a.m. No, but I've already taken a nap, had a huge breakfast, watched a movie, Lucky Strike, French movie. I think somehow Woody Allen is related to that movie, which is weird. You can kind of see the kind of jazz influence of his. Anyway, but because of the rain, so I kind of took it easy, and it is spitting right now. I mean, it's raining, basically, lightly, but it doesn't look too bad, so I'm gonna kind of make a run to town to get my produce, and then I'll be back. So I was listening, like, cleaning my dishes and getting ready to NPR. It's going to be a show about electric cars, so somebody doing the life cycle study between a gas car and electric car, and to kind of see like how much better are they, or the whole thing about the cost for the battery, the charging, all of that, basically kind of looking at it. That's going to be enjoyable as far as I'm concerned, because I think it's definitely a valid question, and I think it's a tricky question. A lot of things are like, the speed at which you drive, you know, when do you use more gas, or, you know, and the like, they have all those things. Or like in my case, you know, like, baking a loaf of bread in my little oven here, or in a regular oven, you know, which one uses more energy. So, but anyway, but I'm heading out, so I'm going to go pretty much straight down, so it's not going to be a very long recording, but it's going to be a recording nonetheless. So, quite tired. Again, the body's heavy, the legs heavy. You know, yesterday was, quite nice. You know, it was almost 4 hours my walk. Then I did almost an hour one later in the day, you know. And feeling quite good, actually. I mean, I took a nap, but so yeah, I'm definitely, it could be something that stays with me, you know. And now that I think about it, it's something that I've had before. You know, I remember those moments of, crashing on the floor, coming home in the afternoon, you know, just feeling so heavy. And yeah, it could be something that's just going to be more part of me, so I don't see myself quite doing something different. I may be looking at a multivitamin, you know. I think I'm doing okay as far as I'm drinking 2 cups of B12 soy milk a day, so it's most likely low. But of course, me trying to think of a cause, you know, what's going on, instead of I guess, you know, I don't think it's unreasonable, you know, to always be looking for a cause for something that changes and something that feels kind of productive, you know. And I think in my case, my main approach is going to be, well, when I'm going to be tired, you know, I'm just going to rest. That's going to be my thing, you know. My head also, headspace-wise, just, I get through, I restudied a German course, it's quite enjoyable right now, but you know, on the languages, I still need to do Spanish and Portuguese, so I've done the rest, but I haven't quite done that. But yeah, it's very, very challenging. I would have liked to go out actually earlier. The way it was raining, I was like, no, won't do that. So, and we'll see, because it could be closed. Paco, sometimes he leaves early, or he had a thing with his daughter last week. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but I think he'll be open, because Thursday will be the last day, because of it's Easter week. And it looks like it's definitely not going to be like last year and the year before. It looks like it's going to be a wet week, you know? here in Jamilena, I don't remember, you know, that as far as the history. So it's, you know, getting cold again. So I got my beanie on and my jacket now. And but it is what it is. So I'm definitely, I don't know if I'm feeling down, but definitely this thing of the energy is it's a little bit concerning. I think if I had the option to just get a basic blood work done, you know, to kind of look at some markers for that, I'd be curious. If I had maybe like some kind of serious deficiencies that would show up, I could explain that. I guess a thyroid could be one too. That could be something to check my thyroid level. But no, it's not something that I'm willing to do, because that's just it's just not my life right now. So for now, it's a matter of dealing with it, you know. You just to do and adapt, and we'll see. You know, if it's something that really stays with me, because if it really does, I'll be looking at. I think I would be looking at definitely checking some things, and I think thyroid will be an easy suspect to look at. Blood pressure. I was also thinking about that. You know, I had those. Syncope, is that what it's called? When you just pass out. I've had that twice in my life. I just passed out. And, you know, so there could be something, you know, oh wow, the tree, the orange tree, that in flower, while there is still a fruit. So, you know, I want to also be open to just the fact that it's going to just be something to live with. You know, and there may be more of it, you know, as I'm getting older, you know, that, you know, there's wear and tear and there's just a life that happens instead of always looking at keeping things the same way. Change is inevitable. You know, it's not really an issue. Anyway, so yesterday, what did I watch yesterday? I watched a couple of things. So I finished The Hunt, so definitely really, really enjoyed it. And I forgot the ending is, I like that point, I think, that they made with the final ending. And like I said, the idea of like a sustain, you know, like if you're being accused of child molesting, sexual abusing a child, I mean, it's bound to have a forever rippling effect. It's very tricky. It's a very tricky situation. I would say it's quite a conundrum. Anyway. Oh, I tried to watch Roadhouse with Jack Gyllenhaal. It was so bad. Oh my goodness, so bad. I've liked some of his movies, you know, Donnie Darko. I like Jarhead. I forgot some of the stuff. Some I don't quite get it. Like, I think one is like a 911 whisper. He answers 911 call. One is like a... something with fashion, but I kind of had some respect. I kind of, as an actor, I guess, I considered him a good actor. But this one is like, it is so shallow, it is so bad. Oh my goodness, the script and everything. And I really watched more than I should have, but I did. You know, I did give it a shot, but it was like. Really, really bad. If you remember the original, I think the original was in the 80s with Patrick Swayze, Roadhouse. And it was bad, but somehow, well, I mean, it was, of course, it was the first one, you know, it's another one to redo. To redo one is another thing, you know, than to just do it at once. You kind of know, you know, basically, I mean, I haven't seen it, but there's going to be a bad guy that's going to come, and I don't know, it's so, I guess it could sell, you know, if it sells, it's gonna they're gonna keep making them. You know, it's at least keeping the wheel moving, and that's more like something that's important to keep that wheel moving. But there was something else that I watched. Oh, this morning actually I watched Lucky Strikes. It's this French movie about this two high school kids that see each other later on, and yeah, you can kind of see how now that I think back the whole Woody Allen, the framing, the music. Then again, I find screenwriting in French, I think it requires more time. I think you can be so efficient in English to get to the meat of the matter, you know, to get to the heart of the matter. And in French, I don't know, it is just not that smooth. That's my experience, you know, at least. Anyway. So, it was watchable. She was cute, the actress, whatever her name is. And actually, why there was this woman, her mother? And I was like, I think that's this actress called Valérie Lemercier. And she played in The Visitors. She is this, I think she's a niece, Charlotte. I really like it actually. And quite a mean body, you know. The face, not so much, but really kind of a sexy body. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, is that her? You know, and the face looks really different. Not hugely, but really different. But yeah, it is her, because on the script she just appeared in a movie later, so she didn't show in a, you know, some people do it by appearances, you know. As soon as you appear in a movie is where you show, I guess, to kind of not give anybody well, I don't know, it's just one way to put those guys out. But there was another one yesterday that I watched, because again I was quite lazy. I didn't quite finish. I have a few more pages on the vendor suite. But I'll finish that today. Not quite sure the point of the book, actually. I have to say, at the end, it's going this weird tangent at the end to where it's about his marriage. So, but we'll see. This thing about his son is kind of a very strange, very tense relationship with his son. And here I am, coming al Mercado Municipal. Oh, I don't know what that is. Here they have the flags, European, Spain, Spanish, and Andalusia, which is green and white, with a little bit of a, I think there's a scribbly thing in the middle, no? Yeah, no, there is something in the middle. Anyway, let's see if he's still here. If I can get my produce, I'm gonna get some fresh cabbage too today. Yeah, all right, guys. Talk to you later.
Many poets are not poets for the same reason that many religious men are not saints. They never succeed in being themselves. They never get around to being the particular poet or the particular monk they are intended to be by God. They never become the man or the artist who is called for by all the circumstances of their individual lives. They waste their years in vain efforts to be some other poet, some other saint. For many absurd reasons, they are convinced that they are obliged to become somebody else who died 200 years ago and who lived in circumstances utterly alien to their own. They wear out their minds and body in a hopeless endeavor to have somebody else's experience, or write somebody else's poems, or possess somebody else's spirituality. There can be an intense egoism in following everybody else. People are in a hurry to magnify themselves by imitating what is popular and too lazy to think of anything better. Hurry ruins saints as well as artists. They want quick success and they are in such haste to get it, that they cannot take time to be true to themselves, and when the madness is upon them, they argue that their very haste is a species of integrity.
Okay. Barely raining now, but I got my produce for the whole week until next Monday, since it won't be here on Friday. Whew. Man, I had like a big breakfast this morning, so I feel stuffed to the rafters. Hasta la sopa. That would be an expression, to the rafters. Which is funny, hasta la sopa, which means, well, you would say hasta la coronilla, which means up to the head, but hasta la sopa means until the soup. Well, actually, hasta la sopa just means, I think principally, I'm not sure if I'm using it right, because hasta la sopa is actually used when it's something that's ubiquitous. Yeah. You know, it's like I've heard it up to here, you know. It's everywhere. Wherever I go. Anyway. So, I had a message this morning from Juan asking, you know, if it's okay to put the stuff in the microwave because it gets put in the fridge. I'm like, you know, I can actually, I just passed by their house. Number 7, whatever that street is. That's where they live, which going to the grocery store or the market takes me by the house. Anyway. So, there was something else that I watched yesterday. That's just kind of where I was, you know, after a very nice nap. The walk was very nice. Yeah, it's really, oh my goodness. There were so many sheep, this big herd. Rebaño. I mean, a huge herd. I mean, I've honestly, there was a lot. For here, it's really a lot. And so many babies, so many lambs. My goodness. So, anyway, it was kind of cute to go through that. Of course, many were spooked, you know. I tried to minimize, but. You can only do so much, and but it was kind of cute, you know, on that trail. That's when I get to the top, well, not to the top, because the first stop, then you go right, and you go kind of, it's milder, but you go up for a while further before getting that wraparound on that jeep road, and then you drop, and then you go up a little bit, and then you go back to town. Anyway, it's a very, very nice trail. And actually, I saw a guy foraging for wild asparagus. And I was like, hey, okay, so that's an area. So I didn't really look too much. I didn't really stop to look, but I didn't slow down my pace. But I started to look, and I found one. So it looks like a stalk, basically. But the head, obviously, it's an asparagus. You know, it's, they're not like the big, fat one from the store. But I'm sure something quite big. And I'm sure there's an art, like, you know, like mushroom. And so it's kind of cool to find my first wild asparagus ever. And I kind of looked, you know, from time to time. Who knows? Maybe on my last big walk up there, I may spend a little time, you know, to kind of look for some. Yeah, maybe. I mean, ask one, like if they know, like, huh, what's a good area? You know, who would tell you that that's a good area to look for? You know, like, it's got to be telltale sign, you know, like for mushroom. Mushroom, I think, are going to be trickier to find than asparagus. Anyway, but it's definitely the season. Anyway, but very nice. A very, very nice walk. But yeah, I am tired as of late, so it's going to be interesting, obviously, because if that's something that stays with me, for now I'm definitely not changing my, you know, my workout routine. I don't quite see the point, actually. I really don't think that anything to do with that. you know, I can sleep all that I want. And so for now, yeah, I plan to stay with my 5 o'clock. But if it really gets to be something where I'm waking up and I'm just struggling to stay awake, then I'll stay in bed, you know. And I can, of course, change my routine, you know, even on a Camino. You know, I can wake up at 7 or, you know, close to 8. And then just kind of, once I've made my hot water for the coffee, I can be out of there, unless the weather is nasty. And even have my breakfast outside and really kind of sleep. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So it's definitely, yeah, something that's recent. I haven't, I guess it's kind of my second week, right? Dealing with that. I sort of was coming out of it a few days ago. You know? But, yeah, I got a funny brain, the lead body. So, and of course, as a part of it, like, you know, it could also, of course, be something very classical, you know, very simple to deal with. So, I guess I'm going to be looking at a bunch of vitamins. And actually, I can get that sent to Juan. So, let me go look in Amazon. Tomorrow's gonna be cold. I think tomorrow's gonna be the coldest day, but definitely not gonna get warm today. But I got myself a treat. Oh, you can get the orange. Smell the orange free flowers. I got some strawberries. So Huelva. I guess it's not that close to here, but it's closer to Sevilla. It's an area known for its strawberries. I think they have a festival over there. Makes me think of that, the potted strawberry, if I'm not mistaken. That's by San Antonio, and they're very good, you know. I used to like to make jams, or even to get them and freeze them when they're in full season, you know, by a different size tray you have, and they're a good price. And then you can just freeze them and then eat them throughout the year. I like to do that. I like the idea of buying in bulk and then freezing and making a smoothie. Anyway. Anyway, for the life of me, I can't think of the movie that I watched yesterday. I'm just not left with more. I found one that was called Wild Tales. You know, there was in like IMDb 250 best movie, but I've already watched it 2-3 times. And I really like it. It's short stories, Argentinian style, about violence, you know, losing it. they're quite like around the car. I think it's really funny, actually. The wedding, the engineer, you know, the car, and feel it's ridiculous, you know, that the fee's being charged for breaking the law is outrageous. And I forgot. I think there's something in a restaurant too, about a guy, yeah, that get poisoned. Anyway, so. But I could definitely watch it again. But it's, yeah, but I was like, no, I mean, it's, you know, it's not something that that it would make sense. I still remember quite well all of it. So there's not too many. I was thinking of A Few Good Men, but I just couldn't get myself to yesterday. I really kind of wanted something to just chill, you know, and watch, not really wanting to do anything else. And maybe what I'll do, actually, read a little bit of Thomas Merton, I'm going through the quotes. Sorry about the recording. I think it was a little sloppy, that last quote. But I definitely liked it. And then it's definitely sarcastic. Eh? It has an incisive pen at times, Thomas Merton, about those fools, the people who pretend, you know, do the politically correct and that are kind of looked, seen as righteous, and that it's really just a pretense. I forgot exactly that quote because I'm in this chapter of quotation now, and there's quite a few, and it's a little reminiscing, makes me think of a little bit of some of the wittiness of Mark Twain that I really like. As far as wittiness, is definitely one of my all-time favorites. Of course, contextually, I'm not going to appreciate, I think, a lot of his work, but yeah, really, really enjoyed some of his famous sayings. Anyway. But I didn't hear anything in town, so I don't know if they had, you know, the party going, if it was just Saturday, but it was pretty quiet yesterday. And, well, and we'll see today. I mean, if this goes on, I'm going to try to go see Chupa Chup to give her a treat this afternoon before heading to the library. And we'll see. I just don't really have any movies now. High Ground, I can't find it. I'm in the driveway going up, looking at the olive trees, the flourishing grass and wildflowers here that are going to be mowed next week, but it might not be until next Wednesday or Thursday because we could have rain all week. So, you know, we'll kind of leave that settle. And yeah, part of me also, of course, feels like, you know, because of the way that it is here, you know, that it's going to get pretty dry in a hurry, that maybe to give more time for the life cycle of these flowers to go through, like to go to reseeding. I don't know if it, or you say reseeding, right? You don't say seedling. I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure I would want to leave the place pretty nice. Also yesterday when I went for my walk, looking at the steps here, I've pulled the weeds growing through the cracks, and of course, you know, they're coming all over the place. And there's an element of futility, you know, and I kind of know, like, you know, when I do that, you know, it is never like it's a temporary solution to an insolvable problem, you know. It is more of an opportunity for I'm not sure what, but it's not like, you know, it just doesn't solve it. It only goes one way, unless you're going to resurface everything, which is a very expensive proposition. Because you want it to look a certain way. Anyway, so my friends, let me get back in, get my shoes off, of course, not to mess up the inside of the house. And I might indulge in those strawberries right now. It's actually the most I've spent there. But I got the cabbage too. I'm feeling quite warm. Home sweet home. I haven't had some popcorn this morning. Anyway, guys. Oh, and mushrooms too, so I might do something with it. Just by themselves. Anyway. Oh, I'm hot. I guess I could unpack while I'm still chatting away here. Pears. I got a couple of sets. I didn't really need them, but we'll see if they ripen. They don't seem to do much. I got a couple of nice big apple. So for the oatmeal, I am definitely ready for the next 12 days. I have enough apple, but they hold very well. And since it's for the oranges, I have that until next week, so I'm good. Anyway, let me see. I was kind of, I guess, something, you know, it's not insignificant, it's not that significant, but, you know, by the same token, I was kind of in bed and being like, you know, definitely in my life could be chronologically looked at as something to do with patience. Like, there's no rushing. There is no rushing. And, you know, at times it's like to be tolerant and to be capable of waiting. You know? Oh, and the other strawberries are here. And to keep looking for the silver linings, you know? El lado bueno de las cosas, or el bueno lado de las cosas. I think you can say it this way. Anyway. So, I think I'm going to go read for a bit, more than likely do Portuguese. And then we'll see. I'm considering watching A Few Good Men. You know, I've definitely watched that maybe quite a few times. Anyway, but it's a possibility. But I got my strawberries with me. I'm dry, I'm not soaked, you know, I have a place to rest. So I will just, you know, as of now, I'm okay. And the rest is not really my concern. So I think that'll be it for now, folks. I don't know why I can't. Oh, you know what? Actually, I think I can tell you. I just have to hang in there. It might be worthwhile, so bear with me for a second. Let me see. Let me go to connect and to my iPhone. Oh, shukran. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to go to history here. History. Sunday afternoon. The man who wasn't there. That's a Coen brother movie with Billy Thornton and Frances McDormand, Richard Jenkins, James Gandolfino from The Sopranos. Anyway, I enjoyed it though. I saw the black and white was very well done. But honestly, the point of the movie did elude me. Of course, there's one. I just don't know what it was. So that's something else that I watched. Anyway, guys, on that note, a little bit after 1 o'clock, we'll leave you be. May you rest as well. I'm going to take another nap too. Anyway, peace and love. Talk to you later.